It's the 11th of February, and this is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute, talking once again about the Mid-Staffs Inquiry report that came out last week. We did a very quick interim set of reactions at the end of last week, but since that time I've had the doubtful pleasure of ploughing through almost 1,800 pages of this amazing report. I've also been looking at the 290-odd recommendations. And indeed, tomorrow we're going to be publishing a short briefing paper, and we will have pulled out of those 290 recommendations the 20 recommendations that are really relevant to the future of public and patient involvement, which is clearly one of the aspects of what went wrong in Mid-Staffordshire. And I want to say three things about this whole issue. The first is that it's going to be very difficult to approach this subject without a degree of emotion. I don't think I've ever felt as angry in reading a government document as I have been over the weekend. I mean, to read about what took place and the excuses and the explanations is really a very sad experience, very salutary experience. And that's going to make it just a little bit difficult for us to try and take the emotion out of our analysis of what can be done, what should be done, indeed what must be done as we move forward. The second thing I want to say is that I'm not sure that Robert Francis has got everything absolutely right. And the one thing I suspect he is missing on is quite understandable, because he's naturally been focused mostly on the hospital sector. What went wrong in Mid-Staffs, after all, was secondary care, not primary care. But in many ways, I think the world of public and patient involvement is as vulnerable in primary care, because we can all remember the Harold Shipman case, as vulnerable in primary care as maybe it is in hospitals. And of course, it is primary care trusts that we have just dismantled, or are in the process in England of dismantling patient and public involvement infrastructures. Now, they're all being rebuilt in a different way and with fewer resources. And I think that is not without its risks. And I think there are plenty of lessons to be learnt if one applies what went wrong in the hospital sector to the needs to engage with the public and with patients on a day-by-day basis going forward. The third point I want to make is that we need to build the future around community voices and not organize it all according to structures in the National Health Service. So it's okay for the CCGs to have somebody in charge of public and patient involvement. It's all very well for local authorities and health and wellbeing boards to have somebody, and then for somebody else from a foundation trust to have that responsibility. But it needs to be coordinated, it needs to be integrated. And I think that if you read the Mid-Staffs report, what you're going to conclude is that it is the health and wellbeing board of a local authority that increasingly is going to be looked to in order to assemble what public and patient views in that geographical area should be. Now, they therefore have to organize themselves and have to spend the necessary money to gather public and patient views. That is what never happened in Staffordshire. So we had overview and scrutiny committees that spoke for themselves as individuals and never once gathered the views of the public and of patients, which is why it was left to Julie Bailey and her exemplary work with Cure the NHS to bring the scandal that is Staffordshire to public awareness. So there's much in this report that we're going to have to reflect upon, and we'll be doing a number of things in the Institute to consider it in the coming weeks. And if anybody wants a copy of our briefing paper tomorrow, just get hold of the Institute and we'll, I'm sure, share it with you.